Welcome to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. I'm Kimberly, your host, manifestation and mindset mentor. Here, we talk all things contemporary manifestation for the modern woman looking to align her life with her wildest dreams. We talk energy, money, the universe, love and relationships, and more. Each episode holds golden tools, heart-led concepts, and universal principles to help you rise to your full potential. Get ready to embody a brand new version of you. Ready? Let's dive in. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. Okay, so have you ever had an existential crisis before where you say to yourself, what is going on? What is life? Am I real? Is the reality I live in real? And you kind of just ask yourself what the meaning of life is, and you kind of ask yourself, wait, did I just, I got birthed into this world and I'm here now, I pay the bills, I go to work, I sometimes have fun with my friends, I meet up with my family, and then one day I'm going to leave this world, and what was the meaning of it all? So I, in the process of writing this book, went through this whole period of just wondering all these questions. And it was funny because as I was going through them, I couldn't write because all I could think about was whether it was even worth me writing, if at some point it was all going to end. And so I know this is kind of a very strong start, a very serious start, but I also want this episode to be lighthearted and to kind of, I think this whole new season and period that I've entered in my own life is not, it's about not taking life too seriously and to have fun and to realize that it can be artful and beautiful, and it can be something where we move through each of the emotions and do our best. But what I want to share with you today is something that I learned as a perspective for existential crisis, which I was also kind of judging why it took me so long to even have this crisis, because I'm now 28 and I feel like people a lot younger have always said that they came across these questions when they were 15 or when they were 13. And I was like, you know, when I was 13 or 15, I was listening to Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and I didn't even have these questions. Like, I didn't even think about the meaning of life. I was just happening to listen to my bops with my iPod Nano. So I find it so funny that I'm now 28 and I just thought of this, but I feel like everybody has their own journey. So even if you haven't thought about this before, or maybe you have already and you've already come to peace with it, I just kind of wanted to share the key that I learned that my go-to mentor right now, even just through YouTube videos, is Liz Gilbert. And I love her perspective on everything because it's so creative and artful. And she was the one who helped me see and get past this whole weird moment of just not understanding life and not understanding anything. So that's what I want to share with you today. And I also want to share with you this thing that I'm just going to call magical confirmation. And it's kind of when you have this idea for a business or a book or something you want to create, but it feels so niche and so unique that you don't feel like anyone else is going to understand or relate or, you know, kind of get what your vision is. And that is definitely something I've also experienced lately, especially when I've been writing a book. There is a certain way that I would love to write it, but there's always some part of you, I think, as a creator, a writer, whoever really, that whatever you put out into the world, even if it's just like a thought in conversation and you're talking to somebody and you're trying to see if they relate to you, or you're trying to affirm that you relate to them, there's always this kind of fragility and this kind of concern of whether the other person's going to meet you there. So I wanted to talk to you guys about something very strange I experienced on my walk I just came back from. So let's get into this. Let's tackle the existential crisis first. I think that the way that I got into this crisis was when I was starting to write chapter 4 and I had an old idea for what it was going to be, which I've just finished it. I just finished the redraft and I'm so excited because it's probably the hardest chapter I'll have to write in the book. But it's done and I've decided that I've done my best and it's time to move on to the redraft for chapter 5. But when I was going through the motions of writing the old version of that chapter, I just didn't have a full answer. I was proposing a question, which, you know, every book does this. Every book has to propose a question and you find an answer. And no matter how I went about it, I couldn't convince myself, let alone think I could convince a reader for a suggestion. And I'm not going to talk about the suggestion, what that is and what the question is, because that's not what actually matters. The fact is that it made me kind of get into this tizzy where I was like, what is life? What is, all those questions. And it wasn't until I came across this interview that Liz Gilbert did with Julia Cameron, who is the author of An Artist's Way, which is a book I haven't even read. I've heard so many things about it, but it's just, I haven't read it yet. But basically, they were talking about creativity. And I was thinking to myself, okay, like at this point, I was still going through this weird tizzy and I lost a lot of sleep on it because I didn't know how to think of myself and life. It was just so weird, you guys. Anyway, Liz came with some wisdom. I think at this point they were talking about whether a universe exists or whether there is such a thing as God or whether it's all made up in our heads. And she shared this moment in her life where she said to herself, not just said to herself, but she was speaking to the universe, you could say. And she was saying, am I just imagining you? And she said the answer she got back was, it doesn't matter, because even if you are just imagining me, then thank your imagination for this beautiful conversation that we are having. And she said that the human condition, and I'm paraphrasing here now, but she was saying something on the lines of the human curiosity just continues to want to empirically know why, like why are we here? Why do I have to do this? What's the point of school? What's the point of money, work, life? And she said that the more that she's allowed herself to let go of that, the more she's allowed herself to be in flow and to just take notes and to just do what she's told. And I think what she means by that is to just create from the ideas that her imagination is giving her, and whether it might be following her intuition on writing another book or doing some painting and living life. And for me, hearing this person's, another human's perspective on how to view life and in this very real and very authentic way made me feel so inspired. And it made me actually realize that it's okay to let go. It's okay to not always know why. It's okay to not have to have this solid answer to the universe and everything. And I think that part of life is to just be thankful for the time that we are here and to be thankful for the experiences that we can have and see the beauty in every season. And I think that viewing things in this way also gives us the permission to just not take life so seriously. And to me, it's also made things point towards the importance of, and maybe the only real idea of life being about conversation, exploration, navigating life together, you know, us having a collective experience and actually just embracing that rather than thinking that there is some answer that we're all looking for or some success level that we all must reach. It makes you realize how actually everything is about the journey at the end of the day. And so many of us have heard of successful people talking about that, how everything is about the journey. But when you think more importantly about life and why we are here, it just shows you once again how everything is about what you learn and what you go through rather than all of the laundry list of things that you got to tick off. So what I really took home from this little nugget of wisdom from Elizabeth Gilbert was, you know, sometimes we just need to let go and be okay with the unknowing, be okay with not knowing why. And I think this goes for so many other areas of life. It's like when you have a fight with someone and you don't even know how you stopped being friends with them, and you're not really in a place where you're going to talk to them about it, and you might not even want to talk to them about it, and you just have to kind of be okay with the fact that you guys stopped being friends. And sometimes there is so much more freedom to be found in letting go and just moving on with your life and seeing what other things you can create and experience. And it's definitely a lesson I've had to learn, because I think from a very young age, I've been a stubborn person who always kind of wants to know a right answer. And I think it's because so much of what I went through as a kid was a lot of after school tuition. So going to these maths classes to master maths so that I could get good grades, and to write extra essays so that once again I could get good marks at school. And I think that part of that experience made me think that everything can be fixed, because if I couldn't get good grades, I could work for it. If I wasn't smart enough, I could learn more. And I think it kind of bled through my entire life to this point where come this existential crisis, I thought I just could keep knowing more. And whilst I think knowledge is so important, I think there comes a stage where as humans, there is only so much we can know, and there will always ever be more than we don't know than we actually do know. Many of you guys might actually recall those stages in the podcast where I talked a lot about the science of manifestation. And I think that that was my attempt, and I'm not saying this was a bad thing or that it's all, you know, not true, or this is not a comment on that, but it is a comment on the fact of how I think my need to do that was because I thought I could get to a point where I understood everything. And I think science is a way for us to make sense of this world. And I eventually got to this point where I was not even sure whether the assumptions I was making could make sense. And, you know, I've learned to take everything now with a grain of salt. So even, you know, there's other people, I'm fully aware that the Kimberly Wenya podcast is not the only podcast that talks about manifestation. You might be familiar with other people who talk about manifestation in a very scientific way, and they break it down. And, you know, I once broke it down this way too. But I think I've learned as well that behind all of that is a whole lot of unknown. Behind all of the science that we can try to understand, there is so much we don't know. And what I've kind of loved to do these days is to not pretend that I know, and not that I ever did try to pretend I thought I did know, but I then came to a point where I started to ask, but maybe I don't know. And so it has really helped me to approach, whether that is life, things in general, with this understanding that it's not that I have to find the right approach, but it's that all I ever had to do was find my approach. And I think that's what any of all of us have to do, is just find our own approaches to life, our own approaches to art, our own approaches to the work that we want to do in our lives. So just to sum it up again, to kind of bring back this lightheartedness, to remind ourselves the importance of having fun in our lives, let's just consider the fact that we don't have to know why for everything. Why we're here, why life is this way, why you're listening to this, why you weren't born 10 years ago. We don't have to know any of that. And the more that we can let go of that, the more that we can enjoy our lives and actually be on this journey and be in our flow and do things that inspire us. I guess the added bonus to this was the whole idea of, are things that we think are real not real? The connections that we feel with the universe real or not real? And like Liz said, her response from her intuition or from the universe or whatever, wherever it came from, was that it doesn't matter. If it is, then that too is simply a beautiful thing. So next I want to talk about magical confirmations, and I'm going to talk about it in the context of you having an idea that you're not sure whether people are going to understand or relate to it, but you kind of are just going out on a limb and maybe you're creating a piece of art or a product or a program and you kind of just hope that it's gonna work. In my case, it's a book and writing it in a way that I wish existed. So what happened was today I went for a walk and I listened to this interview I already mentioned. And in the span of about 40 minutes in this interview, this man mentions four things, four very like key things that kind of play with what I have already mentioned and already written down in my book. And I'm not talking about manifestation. I'm just talking about like token things. So let me give you an example. I have been toying with the idea of whether I'm going to give you the actual examples. And part of me is like, no, just like make up some other ones so that it can be a surprise when they read the book. But I kind of feel like it will lose its magic if I kind of use a different example. So I'm gonna share with you what the four things he mentioned were that kind of just, it sat funny with me because it was so unlikely that all four of these things would have been talked about in one interview that I perchance chose to listen to. And that I am currently in the project of writing something with each of these elements, at least in one chapter. So he talked about fountain pens, he talked about journals, and he talked about a brand of journal, which I personally use. He talked about the exact same ideas I had around another brand of journals and why I don't use them anymore. And he talked about one key word, which was Stardust. And when I heard all of this, I was like, okay, this is so strange because not to say the book I'm writing is just about journals and fountain pens and Stardust, but they are key themes that I have thought about in my book. And it just was weirder because the way that he was talking about these items was exactly how I thought about those items. And when he talked about Stardust, it's a word that I've used in my initial draft, and whether it stays in the full print when it comes out, that I can't guarantee, but it just made me think, it just all felt too weird, like too, it was a synchronicity. It just felt like there was magic there in order for me to have come across this where this person was talking about them exactly how I thought. And then he mentioned another, like a word that I had used in my initial draft of the book. It just felt like, surely, like not everybody goes and listens to something where they've come across this. And, you know, in your life, maybe it's happened in a different way. Maybe you've had this idea for a project. Maybe you want to start a business, but you don't really know if anyone's going to understand you on the hook. So you might, for me, at the beginning of KW, I wanted to talk about manifestation, but in a modern perspective where it wasn't this kind of intimidating woo-woo topic that none of us would want to admit that we care about. My point is that when I came across this, I just had this like universal download. I can't explain it in any other way, where it was like the universe was saying, you're on the right track. Keep going. There are other people who think like you. There are other people who care about what you have to say. There are other people who think about journals and they think about the pens and they think about Stardust and they dream about all these magical things. And you right now are thinking that that's too good to be true. You right now think you're the only one. You right now think that nobody's going to understand what you're trying to talk about or your perspective, but you're onto something, and this is the sign now to keep on going, and it's magical confirmation. And that's the message that I got, and it was this kind of weird synchronous feeling, and as it was so strange, there were butterflies in the air, little yellow ones, and I was like, okay, I think I could be imagining this, like Liz Gilbert said, but I'm gonna, like, even if I'm imagining it, I'm inspired, and I'm really excited to keep on writing, and I'm gonna keep on doing my best, and I'm gonna keep on putting energy into this project that I love. And so my little encouragement for you today is there will be times where you go through life and it feels like what you just experienced was this weird coincidence, and it feels as though the world is kind of like tilting a bit too much to the right, and you're sort of like, what's going on here? And it may just be that it feels inspiring for you to take that as a sign from the universe, to take it as a magical confirmation that you are on the right track. And if it does, take it. I mean, why not? These are my last two points that I want to leave you with. The first one is, we have the choice to dismiss it. We have all and every right to see these weird synchronicities and just be like, whatever, it was a coincidence. We also have the choice to embrace it and to take it as a sign that we're on the right track, to take it as some divine kind of message. The question that I want to ask you next is, which one inspires you more? Because you have every right to choose the one which does. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I do want to say, if you enjoyed this episode, or if you're looking for more manifestation magic, we have a beautiful vault of manifestation masterclasses and gems and secrets, whether it is from scripting to money manifestation to meditations that are done in a modern and comforting and loving way. Whether it is that you're looking for journal secrets or high vibrational content to bring some light to your everyday, you can go check out Manifestation Monthly in the show notes, or just Google it, you'll find it. But we welcome you if you want to come and join us. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you are a regular listener, I would so love if you could leave me an iTunes review. For more manifestation secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @KimberlyWenya. Until next time, big love, Kimberly.